Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're exploring again the impact of simulated violence as found in video games and the potential impact that this may have on, in particular, young people and how this may spill over into the increased incidence of violent behaviour and aggression. There's been an increased incidence of video games which actually encourage players to participate in the entertainment and in the simulated violence in ways which goes beyond and in ways which changes their relationship with the violence and extends it much beyond those previous encounters of television and movies. So the biggest reason why video game violence can become problematic is that video game players are actually encouraged to take a role in the perpetration of violent acts. These roles can actually be practiced, and in the vast majority of games, violence is actually rewarded. Violence becomes one of the ways where people successfully navigate the game. This can have some pretty big consequences on how people understand violence and change young people's own relationship with violence. In that, the consequences and impact of the practiced violence is not part of the game, and so the consequences are not processed or encountered, and the real impact of the potential violence for this in this case then is not addressed, so that the player isn't able to actually build their empathy muscle and to consider what the impact of the violence may be for people. And so this can actually jump from the simulated world into the real world, and people struggle with levels of empathy. The other thing, this also causes a potential problem that violence is increasingly likely to become a problem-solving tool. So violence and aggression, whether it be physical or verbal or emotional, is more likely to become a way or a tool that young people may navigate their social world. And this can cause impacts for the people around them as well as for themselves. So this week's Mind Game, I'd like to encourage everyone to consider that this ongoing debate actually allows us all the opportunity to have a reflect on the impact of violence when we encounter it on the TV, in news, in comedy, in video games, and in any other forms of social media, and actually to consider what our own personal relationship with violence in the media may be. Are we laughing at something which is actually quite a horrendous action? Are we engaging with something and not really considering the reality that violence can have a huge impact on a great number of people in our society? And actually to spend a little bit of time this week and actually build our own empathy muscle and to consider what that would be like for the victims, whether they be the victims of events that we see on the news or whether they be fictional characters that we encounter. And encourage everyone to actually have a conversation and consideration of the impact of violence in our community and on the people that are victims of violence. And in this way, we can actually help to create a much safer and less violent society. Stay peaceful this week on Mind Games.